from KQED.
Federal directives implemented by President Obama blocked a private company's plan to pump groundwater out of the Mojave Desert and sell it in Southern California may now be reversed by the Trump administration. Cadiz Incorporated's pumping plans stalled following a 2015 decision by the U.S. Bureau of Land Management, a decision that required the company to build a pipeline over federal land, which meant a long and expensive environmental impact review. Cadiz's request for the BLM to reverse the decision were declined by the Obama administration, but the current president seems open to it. Los Angeles Times reporter Bettina Boxall is here to explain what a reversal of the policy and such pumping would mean. Well, Bettina, first, could you just explain what Cadiz Incorporated wants to do and what the obstacles the Obama administration put in their way were?
Cadiz, which is a private company that owns about 34,000 acres in the Mojave Desert, wants to create a pumping project where they would pump groundwater from their holdings and transport it to the Colorado River Aqueduct and sell it to communities in Southern California. And they were seeking to put their pipeline on a federal right-of-way, railroad right-of-way, and the federal government, the BLM, Bureau of Land Management last year, or in 2015, said they couldn't do that. And what the Trump administration has done is to rescind some legal guidances that underpinned that decision that said that they could not use the railroad right-of-way for their pipeline.
And it was really Cadiz's choice to not go forward with the environmental impact review, not an absolute block put up by the administration. Is that right?
Yes. I mean, they didn't kill, the federal government did not kill the project, but they threw up a major roadblock, which the Cadiz pumping project, you know, would very much like to get around, because not only would it be costly and expensive, but federal review might impose pumping limits on their project that would make the project less profitable.
Now, what are some of the scientific concerns around pumping water out of the Mojave Desert?
Cadiz holdings are completely surrounded by federal public land, including some nearby wilderness areas and the Mojave National Preserve. And the rain and the runoff that helps to replenish the aquifer from which Cadiz is going to pump comes from under those public lands. And so there is concern that the pumping would draw down the level of the groundwater and would dry up some springs that are vital to wildlife, including some endangered species in the surrounding public land.
So how much water are we talking about?
We're talking about enough water to supply 100,000 homes every year. And they would, you know, are planning this project for at least 50 years and at least in theory could gain revenue of $1 to $2 billion over that period of time.
How much control do our local leaders, our statewide leaders, have on these issues? Can the governor step in?
I don't really think so, because it's on private land, and they have gotten approval from San Bernardino County, which supervises, you know, oversees groundwater use in that area. And the surrounding land is federal. It's not state. So it really is more of a federal issue.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Bettina.
You're quite welcome.